All right, let's just pray to God this shit doesn't actually crash again. So welcome to episode 6 of the Almanac Podcast. My name's Alex. I'm here, and I'm with my boy, Eddie.
What's up?
And we are joined today with Amir, and he will be our fact checker today. Yeah, give him a round of applause, too. I don't know how... You're just drawing. All right, cool. So what do you want to start with? How are you doing? How are you doing, man? I almost forgot. Just act like it didn't happen.
I'm good, man. You know, going through life changes, you know, going to second shift. So that's, you know, one step, you know.
Yeah, that's good.
So that's me. I guess we could ask about you, bro.
Nah, just fuck my life.
Yeah, fuck your life, bro.
Fuck my life.
Nah, but anything new with you, bro?
No, not at all. Nope. Just the same. That's how I'm going to keep it. All right, so we're going to start today with, we got some backlash last week from the Super Bowl halftime show. I guess it was just mainly on social media. I didn't actually hear anyone be openly...
I was gonna say, like, I don't know that crowd, like, that is hating on this. Like, I personally haven't seen it, but like, I see a lot of people talking about it.
Okay,
like that, like, you know, like defending the actual show.
Okay,
like, but I've seen like comments, but like, you know, you never know what's real anymore.
Yeah,
I've seen like pictures of comments floating around, like of actual profiles like commenting some like.
Do you think they're real?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know those people, right?
Well, yeah. I never know if those, like, pictures of the comments are ever real, like,
well, half people. The time, like, you know, like, there's a lot of people that just post shit with no profile picture. You don't even know who the fuck they are. Like,
just like Kevin Durant burner accounts.
I think that's the creepiest thing, you know? Like, when you, like, you click on a picture of somebody and it's like Michael Jordan, like,
they got nothing.
Like, it's like, bro, like, who are you? Like, like, why are you so ashamed of yourself? Like,
what is like celebrities have like burner accounts, kind of like Kevin Durant does with the
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. He's like,
pussy. Oh. You know what? I said it. All right. Fuck Kevin Durant.
No, so there's a decent amount of backlash, at least that I saw, regardless if it was real or not. It was circulating on my feed. All got like the beginning of last week.
I understand.
You watching the show, but like you watching the show, do you really think that any of that was offensive? I did end up tuning in to the halftime show just to see what everyone was kind of talking about.
I didn't think it was offensive. Like, it actually caught me surprised, like when she like flipped the American flag mink and then it was a Puerto Rican flag.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just like surprise, motherfucker. Like,
well, I saw a lot of people that were actually, they didn't know what the flag was. They were mistaking it for the Texas flag and the Cuban flag. And I'm like, what? Well, that's like, if you're Hispanic, you know your flags. Or you should at least know the difference between the Cuban and the Puerto Rican flag.
But, I mean, like, yeah, people were mad, like, nuts about that whole situation. Like,
just the revealing of the...
Yeah, because it was like...
Puerto Rican flag?
No, I think it was more... It was through the ass cheeks, for real. They didn't like all that ass shaking.
Yeah.
Bro, come on.
Bro, her at 50 doing that, though?
I mean, her and Shakira.
Yeah.
But it's just like...
How old is Shakira?
Shakira's like 40.
40?
Mm-hmm. Like 43, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, bro, but she's still solid. Like, both of them are so solid still. Yeah. So it's like, but it was like that, and they had like, you know, the men wearing like weird ass outfits on top of that, like,
yeah, yeah.
Like straps, like literally just straps. Like, so no tuxedos, nothing. Nah, bro, straps.
But do you think that's like revealing at all? Like, you, like last year, I remember. Like,
I guess it's because there's like kids, you know, and like I don't know, like
I guess, but Adam Levine last year at the Super Bowl wasn't wearing a shirt, and like chicks were going crazy over that.
Yeah,
and now it's just like, oh, now like she's covered.
But I feel like maybe they're just lumping all their like problems together. Because on top of it, it was mainly like a lot of those songs were like Spanish.
Oh, you think it was
charged? That was some of the things I saw like online, where it's like people saying like, "Yo, like I don't understand what the fuck they're saying." Like, and it's like, to be fair, that is kind of true. Like, I'm like, that's why I said I understand where they're coming from. Because like, yeah, you're it's like literally if they would just have brought like an Asian pop star.
Yeah.
Like, bro, not saying that Asian people don't watch football, but it's just like a majority.
If you would have put some K-pop
Yeah, and it's literally at Korean. The Super Bowl. It's literally Korean, bro. Like, everybody's going to be like...
No one's going to know what the hell is going on.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, like, some people won't mind because some people are very open to music. But, like, at the same... But a lot of people are also not. Like, I'd rather not listen to country music. But if it's playing, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But, like, if I could choose not to go... Like, listen, I would.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that's just, like... like problem with like Americans, I guess, like modern day Americans, they're not willing to learn a second language.
I don't feel like anyone has to learn a second language. If they choose to, that's up to them. Like, but feel me, like, it's because it's more your benefit than anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, realistically, like,
huh.
But that's really the only backlash I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I think I saw something circulating where a guy is actually suing the NFL for it being too revealing, the halftime show.
But that doesn't make sense.
Do you mind checking if that's a real, like, case?
What?
Just some Christian guy that was
I didn't even know about it, bro.
Oh, okay. Oh. If you're looking at the... He's, like, thinking of persecuting, like, the NFL.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, his name is, I think it was Dave Dubmeyer, the Ohio Ministry. He was saying that he was going to take...
the Ohio Ministry.
Yeah, it's him and other, like, pastors or missionaries, and they're just, like, saying how it's, like, you know, challenging, like, faith and just, like, saying it's, like, a strip club performance and... You know, contributing to like delinquency of a minor. Like,
bro,
both more mad at delinquency of a minor.
What he's doing, he's taking his hate out. He's more mad at the Cleveland Browns than he is at the actual NFL. Like your team did so trash with so much talent. Like, you're right, they had so much talent, and you didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, besides fight and lose.
Do you think he's actually going to get anything out of this?
I don't think. Like
what is the NFL really going
to
do?
Whoever's defending, it's like, bro. Like, like, the NFL has to kind of, like, take that to the chin because, like, they have cheerleaders.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's super weird, actually, because, yeah, if they have cheerleaders, like,
why not support? Over some cheeks? Yeah, how you getting mad over some cheeks and, like, and titties? Like,
I think it's just, like, you know, like, kind of the stage is kind of set. Like, you know, the Super Bowl is kind of, like, a family-friendly type of show. And, like, people that keep their kids up.
Bro, all sports are friendly.
So, like, the Super Bowl is... family friendly, but every show has cheerleaders.
What sport isn't friendly?
You know,
friendly.
Like, just to pick the Super Bowl, just because there's, you know, one main stage and it's the halftime. I get it's the biggest game of the year, but every that's like
the biggest game of the year. What?
It's one. Yeah, it's the biggest game of the year. Football.
Oh, okay. Football.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I should general, put that in context.
I'll say, bro, what?
What's the biggest game for you?
I mean, obviously basketball.
Finals. But NBA finals.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No. So. It's just weird how you like he's not like consistently, you know, suing the NFL because there's cheerleaders at every game. Yeah. He's just doing it now because there's so many eyes and there's so Super many people Bowl. Like involved, Bowl, you know. Mean, and he's know. Just I feel like there is some truth. Maybe he does actually feel that way, but maybe there's also him trying to get some clout like out of this, you know.
You think?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I'm not saying that's like the driving force, but maybe he's doing it for a little bit.
I mean, because, like, I don't know, like, I don't ever watch, like, football for the cheerleaders. Like, half the time I'd be forgetting they're there. And the fact that they're, like, yeah, like, they're, I mean, they're there. I'm not saying they're not pretty or nothing, because they are.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, bro, like, how you gonna get mad now? Like, it doesn't make no sense.
Yeah. I don't think anything's gonna come of it. It's not like the NFL's gonna cut him a check. I mean
they already performed, right? And it's already a thing. Like,
it's already gone.
It's already done. Yeah. Like,
what did you think J-Lo and Shakira were gonna do at the halftime show?
Well, I wasn't expecting Shakira to do the tongue thing. I saw as soon as I saw that, I knew that was gonna be a meme.
Oh, her licking.
Her like doing the
licking the air.
Yeah, but what is that called? It's not. I don't want to say yodeling.
What is that, like a slither, like snake tongue? I guess I don't know.
With the yodel?
No, I didn't catch that part though.
But yeah, like she like well either way, yeah, just the whole tongue thing definitely. the yodels what made it funnier because it sounded like a. Like a Native American call, you know, like when people used to like cover over their hands,
yeah, yeah.
Over their mouths.
It was like the stereotype of Indians when you were a kid.
I didn't realize how offensive that really was. Actually, as a kid, I used to do that shit all the time.
Well, they would
used to just run around.
I mean, that's what you were taught, though. It's not like you got that out of nowhere.
I don't know where I learned that from. I really don't.
TV somewhere. But what were you saying?
So it was like. Apparently, there's a debate that's like She actually did it because her father's like Lebanese, and apparently that's like an Arabic tradition that it's like expresses joy, excitement. This is from Diana Abasha or whatever on Twitter, and I mean.
So it's more of like a so the Shakira yodeling is more of a
Arabic thing,
which I and it's a shout out to her dad.
Yeah,
I didn't even know she was Lebanese. I thought she was
Her dad's Arabic.
No, Lebanese. So like
Lebanese. Arabic. Okay.
I thought she was. Yeah, I literally just thought she was Colombian.
Oh, okay. I didn't even. I was just gonna assume she was Puerto Rican. Honestly.
Nah, bro. When she kind of came out, I knew she was Colombian.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Never really got to follow Shakira like that.
Me either. Like besides,
but
like,
maybe your sister and your mom like played.
I forgot how I found out, but you know, it's just one thing. Some of those things you just know.
Just one of those facts.
It's like the yodeling I was telling you about. It was just something, I don't know where I learned it, but I just knew it.
I mean, I guess that's cool. If that's a shout out to the native language.
Yeah, people also thought that it was like a kind of thing to like show that she was actually singing instead of just like, you know, just kind of like lip singing.
Oh, yeah, that'd be so funny. But did you also see about, like, did you see the part where J-Lo brought out her daughter?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, the thing about that whole show to me was people, like, took it as a protest. And I'm not sure if that was intended or not.
Protest for?
Like, just, like racial awareness and shit like that. Like, I feel like... Like, they said, like, when J-Lo brought out the Puerto Rican flag, that was her, just, you know, letting Americans know, like, yo, like, what's going on in Puerto Rico. Like,
yeah, just bringing awareness. Okay,
like,
yeah.
Awareness, like, yo, like, we're American citizens as well. Like, that was what I was seeing on Facebook for that part.
Yeah.
But then for the part where her daughter sang this song, I forgot what the title was. I don't know if you want to look that up. But
so you think the kids are still in the cages?
Yeah. that's a crazy way to start this off. Like, imagine we didn't edit this. Hey, you think the kids are still in the cages? Yo, call the cops. It's like going on that podcast. you made this so foul, bro. Keep this. Keep it. Fuck it. Yo, work
you thought
this.
I was getting rid of it?
No, we're gonna work this in here somehow.
Nah, let's get loud. That's
But yeah, I think they're still in cages.
Okay.
I personally haven't seen no news about that. Like,
I don't know.
Because I feel like, you know, it's like obviously, like the reason those kids are in the cages because they're American citizens, like, yeah. They only deported the parents, so that's like the most foulest thing ever. Like, I can't imagine like what that's like.
Hell no.
And like, and then like having to go into like you're going into child services, so yeah. Like, that's even like even worse. Like,
that just spirals you into a whole fucked up set of like that childhood of yours is just already starting. Like,
well, I say, once you're like past five, it's like like a 5-year orphan, bro. That's hard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like, I feel like, you know, like, people who usually go into adoption, they're not, like, they're, like, looking for a very young, most people, I feel.
Oh, yeah, there's, like,
adopting a 16-year-old, feel me? Like,
yeah.
You have to have, like, a really strong connection with that kid. Like,
yeah. Probably know them.
It's like, he's the one.
I couldn't see. No, I definitely agree with you. Okay.
But, yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Maybe. Do you actually think like 16-year-olds don't get adopted?
I think it's tough.
It's probably really tough.
Bro,
I never really thought about it.
Like, it's not like, it's not fair to compare it to, but it's like literally like getting a, like going to
say it.
I really shouldn't. But it's literally like, yo, they treat you like it's a shelter, bro. Like, even like.
You're just saying it's better to get a puppy than going to the shelter to get a shelter dog.
That's what it's looking like, bro. Like it's foul, but it's like.
All right, that is foul.
Like, even South Park made that joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, like the fact that they can do it, it's like, yo, bro, this is too.
Yeah.
This hitting too close to home.
All right. What else do you got?
So, I thought it was just crazy, like the whole like Johnny Depp thing that just came out. Oh, because I remember I had seen it, like them saying that like he had beat on his girlfriend, but now like there's evidence I guess coming out to support that she was putting hands on him
herself. She was doing like self-inflicting.
That's what I'm saying. I always wonder, like, how do you catch that? Like the angles of these punches, they look like.
Well, I think she openly came out and admitted it, didn't she?
There's audio too.
There's audio of her. Actually,
who is she telling? Like, who had the wire?
Yeah, like if he brought it up or something like that, or whatever the case may be. But they were talking about pots and pans being used against Johnny Depp and like all these kind of things. It's just like a he said, she said kind of type thing. I mean, there's like
A lot of gossip.
A lot of gossip. There's the audio there too, but like.
Was it just like a interview or something, or it was just literal like?
I think it was just like a recording of just trying like to like one. I forget who exactly was recording. I'm pretty sure it was Johnny Depp just trying to.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She's abusive. He was trapping her.
Before she like, says that he hits her or something.
My man said, "You activated my trap card." Rips open the dress shirt.
That's insane though. Like, for someone to get accused of beating his girl. Did they get a divorce? Yeah. Are they still together?
I think they've been separated.
Separated?
See, but bro, like, but that's a big fear, like, of mine. Like, I feel like once you become, a celebrity, at any, like, of any caliber, like, anything that looks like it might smudge your legacy, like, if you got accused, like, I think, like, Usher got accused of herpes.
Okay.
Like, bro, like, people are still going to look at you different, even if it's true that, like, it's not. Alright, so I guess I gotta stay back with the whole Usher's having herpes thing.
Yeah.
Alright. So, but yeah, like back to that. It's just like he may not have did it, but until like the hardcore evidence comes out, you never know.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy though. Like, wasn't he married or is he divorced now?
To Amber?
Yeah.
They're divorced, I believe. Yeah.
I'm talking about the same. Oh no, that's Tim Burton. The girl that's in most of the movies with him is Tim Burton's wife, right? My man got a highlight reel of every death. She's those days where he's really mad at her.
Yeah, honey, it's about to go one of these ways. Like, it's really gonna happen. One of these ways. Pick one.
I got a clicker.
But it's definitely crazy that there's like audio now of her just kind of admitting I think it's just crazy the self-inflicting, like, all the damages she did to her to make it seem like he was beating her is wild to me. But it's, for some reason, I'm just, like, not surprised.
I was just talking to this girl about that today. Because it's about, like, self-affliction. Like, I mean as far as, like, blunt objects. Like, you feel me? Like,
what was she doing? It didn't specify as to what she was doing
to
herself,
I saw
right?
The pictures of her. It was literally just bruises on her face.
Yeah, it was just,
like, somehow she punched herself hard enough.
Oh, okay.
That's what it looked like. Unless she hit herself with something blunt. But, like, I tell her, bro, can you, like, realistically, imagine punching yourself, like, with the intention of harming.
Oh, I don't.
Like, bro, imagine, you know how hard you swing when you swing at somebody you're trying to fight.
Right.
So, like, imagine throwing that same energy at yourself. Like, you don't think your body's going to react? Like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? Like, realistically, like.
Just take it out of his mouth.
Relax. So yeah, it's the girl, she told me that like she knows a guy that like hit himself with a brick to death. Like, can you imagine that?
What?
Yeah, like I'm like, you're hitting yourself, so it's like, how do you not defend? Like, your body's natural reaction is usually to defend itself.
Yeah.
So like, how are you gonna fight yourself? One arm's like fighting back the other. Do it, like. I mean, it's like the survivors are like whoever has whichever dominant hand is doing the protecting or killing. Like, damn, I'm left-handed, but he's got the brick. Like,
just go through with it. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. It's foul, but like that's where like I relate that to mental illness. Like, you have to be like nutty to just.
Yeah, but do you think, like, to play the mental illness card, like, in her position is fair?
I mean, she's hitting herself. Like imagine that being your only idea of covering up.
To me, that's a big cop-out, you know? So to go through with all that in the beginning, make it seem like he was beating her.
Not everybody thinks things through, bro.
Nah, but, like, to take the route of like the mental health like route. I think that's too easy of a cop out. Like, imagine like you beating yourself. But like let's try to think this one through though. Like, why do you think she was doing it?
To cover up what she did.
No, like, why do you think she was like
beating him? I don't know. I don't know Johnny Depp, bro. He's like a mysterious man as it is.
Yeah.
He's like as mysterious as like Keanu Reeves. Like, you don't know what he's going to do. I like John Keanu Wick Reeves. You don't know. My man could be in the grocery store and just John Wick the whole joint one day.
I like John Wick, though.
I know. I do, too. But or like, who's just playing Batman? Ben Affleck. Like, bro, after watching him do Batman and, like, he had, like, that Kirsten Stewart face the whole time. Like, I'd say it showed, like, that poker face is crazy. You don't know what he's going to do.
Trail off moment. How do you feel about Robert Pattinson playing the new Batman? How do you feel like that's going to come out?
There's a GQ article where he's about talking about
how perfect he is. Okay. Like, he's the perfect looking man. I'm like, but to whose category? Not to say that, like, I'm not saying he's not like a good looking guy. It's just who said did they vote for this? Like, this is a worldwide vote.
But that's not Batman. Batman's not supposed to be like the sexiest or like the most good looking guy, is he? When is that supposed to come out?
What?
That Batman movie.
I don't know. There hasn't even been a trailer out.
Nothing? There's just nothing on it?
No. Oh,
that sucks.
I mean, like, I just think it's sad. Like I feel like Batman is such a good series, and then they just...
June 25th, 2021. Jeez.
I think it was say 1921.
They've been talking about this for years.
It's an old ass movie.
Re-released back in time.
Man builds a time machine and sends a movie to the past. Charlie Chaplin funds the silent film. But yeah, no, I'm not really too hype about that.
Okay. I was just sidebarring.
Yeah.
Fuck
Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Nah, right. Situation that popped up with that was the whole Nicki Minaj accusing Meek Mill of being a woman beater.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's crazy. Like, see that, like, saying shit like that, whether it may or may not be true, is still gonna have people looking at you funny.
There's a lot of back and forth tweets as like what they're accusing each other of, like, when I read all that,
I believe his
some pretty serious shit.
I believe some of his part as far as like the shit that was going on with her brother, because I mean it is an actual case.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's
like I'm like, but I just that's such a personal card to pull. Like your brother's a child molester. Like, yo, that's such a personal card. Like,
is it? I mean, it is that. That's out to the public though. Like,
yeah, but didn't she? I swear she like said like, yo, you like beat me in front of your mom, or like you kicked your mom.
She said, something. Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
I don't know about that. I don't believe that for some reason.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and like, I mean, they brought careers into it, and that's when it's like, I don't know.
Like the part where
they're adding careers wise, like
where he was like, your bag is getting low.
Yeah, like you're like, you know, you're like this, you're doing this for fame because you're like your career's going on a downward spiral.
Yeah,
which we could agree, like both of their careers.
Does he have an album coming out?
Him?
Yeah,
I don't know,
because that's what he was saying. I believe he was saying that.
What's that Dream Chasers 5 coming out?
Well, I think it might be
4.
Well, he has a movie coming out, Charm City Nights.
Yeah, that looks tough.
I think he's doing a soundtracks for that movie, right?
Yeah, I feel like any artist should.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like when Charles Gambino did like the whole Lion King thing, even though that was.
Yeah, and Kendrick did Black Panther. Like,
yeah, but that Black Panther album was solid.
That's still a good album.
It is.
Like, it's not even like, I don't want to associate it with the Black Panther movie at all.
Why, that movie was good.
I'm just saying, like you know how like. If I watch a movie and there's like an album that comes out with it, I usually associate them. But I don't even think about the Black Panther movie. Like, I'm listening to the Black Panther album. Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't really know what he's dropping as far as music goes, but I mean he just dropped that song with Justin Timberlake. So
how'd you like that song?
I didn't.
You didn't like it?
No.
I think that's just like his commercial track.
It sounds very commercial. Like, yeah. Just because you threw Justin Timberlake on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not saying Justin Timberlake didn't have a time period, but, like, I feel like he's still very, very much, like, pop.
Yeah. Well, he's never been anything else.
It's like, Like, you feel me? Like, you could have threw it. Like, he has a great voice. I'm not saying that Justin Timberlake doesn't still have, like, can't sing his ass off. But it's right. It's like throwing, like, John Mayer on, like, a track. It's like,
I don't know. I don't see it that way because Justin Timberlake did, like, tracks with Drake and Jay-Z, and it didn't sound like that to me.
But that same type, that same style of track?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It was more like the rappers jumping on Justin Timberlake as opposed Justin Timberlake's just entering Meek Mill's world.
Doing the hook.
But I wouldn't want Meek Mill jumping on a Justin Timberlake song, though.
I feel like
it would sound really weird, out of place.
It's just like, I don't like, not every artist, you know, goes together. Like, a good example to me was Carousel on Sicko Mode.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, I feel like when...
Who was on that?
That was Frank Ocean and Travis.
Oh, Scott. Yeah, that was, like, my least favorite Frank Ocean song ever.
Yeah, but, like, when Travis Scott hopped on Lens, that shit went off.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Like, the beat switch. Like, I understand, like, I can accept when artists do a beat switch. Like, when Drake and Future did it for Life's Good.
Yeah.
Like, they went... Drake had a really slow beat at the beginning, and then it just switched, and then Future got into the whole trap drill thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's just the whole situation with Meek, though. And, like, I just think, like, that's... Like, it goes back to what I said about Johnny Depp. Like, you throw shit out like that. Like, oh, like, he beats women. People might actually believe that. Like, unless you have, like, solid proof.
Well, I mean, when she's putting out stuff out, like photos of her with bruises, it's kind of hard not to believe.
Did she put... I'm talking about Nicki. Did Nicki Minaj
do... Oh, no. Sorry. You said Johnny.
Yeah, but I'm saying... But, like, in Meek's case, like, he didn't
actually... Oh, yeah, yeah.
She didn't actually have proof.
There's no real proof out there.
Yeah, like, if, like, post a video, show something, like, at least a witness that could, like, like, could vouch for it. Like,
it's not like Meek's mom's going to go out there and be like...
Yeah, my son beat on me. Like,
he did it. Like, he's not doing that.
Anything to chase the dream, huh?
Like, I also felt like that whole interaction was just very, like, high schoolish, though.
Yeah.
Like, it was just very immature. And it was just like,
tweets.
Yeah, I know, but
arguing,
like,
arguing with your ex over subtweets. Like,
yeah,
I saw
a lot
of people saying, like, yo, they just want to, they really want to be back together. I'm like, yo, that's kind of like foul.
Well, you wouldn't say that.
I know.
That's like, that. Those are no turning back moments right there.
Yeah.
And she's married. I know, or she has a fiance.
But I mean, you do see that, like, in today's world, like people who even now, like, they put their whole business on Facebook and then still be with them. Like, yeah, so my husband, like, Shadi will do it on her man's page. Like, yo, and then would throw screenshots, everything. I seen it all happen. Like, yo, man, my man cheated on me. He's a piece of shit. And the next day, next week, he's putting, like, Woman Crush Wednesdays.
And it's not her?
He's like, yo, no, her. It'd be still be her. She's like, you know, woman of my dreams, the woman who sat through it all. I'm like, yeah, she definitely sat through it all because she's still there. She put you on blast. Like,
oh, man. It's like, if you're ever scrolling, you ever see those, like, joint accounts?
Yo, I think that's... I know a girl who tags her... herself. She tags her joint account in her own post. So she has a joint account and then she has her own profile. Like, imagine having the energy to manage that. You might as well start a business, like an online business. If you want to run two pages, like, real rap.
Nah, that's like just a hard sign of, like, someone cheated and there's no trust.
Yo, it is. That's exactly what it is. It's like, yo, don't even add me. Especially if you're the Shawnee, don't even add me.
Like, don't you dare.
I'm like, I don't got time for this. Like,
oh shit. No, but the that whole Meek and Nicki interaction was definitely, like, it was super immature to me. It reminded me of, like, high school days where I'm just like, I don't even want to see you do good from here on out. Like,
it's entertainment, though.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
It was super. It's just like, yo, for real.
But, like, it gets to the point where it's just like, was that all just entertaining and none of it was just, like, kind of true? Like, kind of thing? Like, what if Meek was doing that or, you know?
Think it was staged?
I don't think it was staged.
That's always been a thing of mine. Like,
it's not uncommon, like,
not
for, like...
Not even on No Hate and shit, but it was, like, when, like, Jhené Aiko and Big Sean broke
up.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And, like, they kept making music together, but it was, like, breakup music. Like, like, they made songs describing their breakup.
Yeah.
Like, so... Like, literally, I'm like, yo, you guys capitalized and everybody ate it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Shawnee's ate that up. They're like, energy, energy. They just see it back together, like, oh, yes, dreams. Like, like, yo, why? You guys were talking bad shit.
I'm saying you did that too, with like Lemonade.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Now they're the Carters. Like, they made a whole music group to drop a new album.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, I don't see Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj making a track. Like, I think there's, like, a certain level where they went to a, like, no turning back point. Like, everyone else has, like, a turning back point. You know, they kind of drawled, like, with what they were saying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Anyway.
But,
did you, so you didn't like the Justin Timberlake and Meek Mill song?
No.
Okay. All right.
It just, it didn't rub, like, I don't know, I liked the one he did with Roddy Ricch a lot better, the Nipsey tribute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I like that
one too. I mean, I hope he's still gonna drop, if he does drop a project this year, that's dope, like.
Who, Meek?
Yeah, cause like, what, that, like, it's already been, like, about, it's about to be 2 years.
I think he's supposed to.
About to be 2 years
he
now.
He was doing that Nipsey Hussle one, like, that collab, but like he said, he might just keep that for their family.
Yeah, that's what I heard, but it's like, I think that's also, like, not weird, but interesting, like, to keep it just for the family, like, yeah, I have the tape that never released, like people are gonna be like, yeah, that's
well, cool. that brings like a lot of value.
It is a lot of value.
It's kind of like that Wu-Tang album that was just like, there's only one record or one copy of it.
To the point where like they're gonna actually like sell it, or they just gonna let it sell. Like, they just gonna let it raise in value.
Just think about
how bad do y'all want this Meek Nipsey collab.
Just think about how much time would happen. Like, let's say if like the family does have like that album and it gets passed on to their kids, and it's like 90, you know, like, yeah. And they're just like unreleased, like, you know, like,
that's true. But yo, I guess it comes down to that patience game. Yeah,
that's a lot of patience. It's not like Meek's like pressed about it, obviously. Yeah. It doesn't matter, but
you know, they always chasing the chicken, it does matter. Like, you know, people are probably paying, people are already throwing reckless offers. I'm sure.
Who
at them?
Oh, for the music,
league.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta consider it too, based on their, like.
It's like, I mean, I hate that I keep going back to the XD, but it's literally like, bro, they're literally just grabbing any audio snippet of this man and say, yo, that's a song.
Well, like, I believe Meek and Nipsey probably actually do have tracks.
They're like hacking Instagram, Snapchat, any video, like iCloud hacks, just to get any video snippet, like, audio snippet of this man's voice. Yo, all right, chop it up, make it into a beat, and then tell Joyner Lucas to rap on it.
Dude, I can't stand that dude.
Joyner Lucas?
Yeah, I can't listen to any of his music. I can listen. What do you mean anymore?
You didn't know? I thought you liked him.
I listened to like those tracks that came out, and they were just very like political, and I was just all like the introspective views.
That's why it made me laugh.
I think that's his bag. Like,
it made me laugh when like Tory came at him about the whole like I make deep depressing songs and now I'm hopping on popping niggas beats now. And it's like, I'm like, it is true though. I did like him, but that's what I actually liked him for. I liked him for his like his storytelling, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, yeah. Was, I think that's what he's there for. I think that's his special place in hip hop.
It's kind of like J. Cole. I put him under like a conscious rap like mm-hmm. rapper. But that's what I used to like J. Cole for. Like, when mm-hmm. he first started, he could tell a really good story.
Yeah.
And all his albums, like, he has stories to tell.
He has something to say. Like, it's a story that's personal.
Yeah, even if it's not his. Like,
and it's still lyrical. Like, it's all good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So okay.
That's just how I felt about that. But,
you listen to any new music that came out? I saw that.
Honestly, like, I mean, you know that's my mans.
Who?
But,
Meek?
Pop. No, I was gonna say
Pop.
Tory Lanez.
Oh, Tory. Did he drop new music?
He dropped two songs.
He did.
This week.
Oh, I did not see that one.
Yeah, he dropped the Que Lo Que with Fivio Foreign. That's some boy from New York.
Who?
Upcoming New York artist, I guess. I haven't really checked.
What's his name?
Fivio Foreign.
Okay.
They dropped the joint. That joint is that song. Like, out. Like, it's popping. The video. Like, he dropped videos for both songs as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the second song he dropped was Broken a Minute. That was a song that, like, apparently that verse was supposed to be for a song he was doing with NLE Choppa.
Okay.
But instead he just kept the verse and then he threw it on this other guy's beat that he's been promoting lately.
Ah.
So.
Okay, I'm gonna have to check that out. I have not listened. I didn't even know he dropped a new
But that, as far as like that goes, that's about it.
You didn't listen to so Pop Smoke dropped an album.
Yeah, was it something to the Woo? Welcome to the.
I think it was Welcome to the Woo too.
Yeah, Welcome to the Woo too, and I personally wasn't like really impressed.
No,
because I feel like it was a very like
meet the Woo too. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like it was just a very like it's the same sound.
Yeah. But don't you feel like that was like the baby?
No, but it's on every track.
Yeah. Don't you feel that way with the baby?
Sometimes.
Okay.
I'm not going to say no. I agree. Bro, it was like that with Stunna too. Stunna 4 Vegas, which is like one of the baby's artists.
I didn't know. Yeah, I don't know who that is.
He just dropped a jump that had like Offset, Lil Baby, like a lot of, you know, those like those big names.
Yeah.
And yeah, like same thing.
Yeah.
Really, like it's really the same track, like style. There's no versatility.
I don't think he's like... I don't think he has bars though.
What, the baby?
No, Pop Smoke. Like I'm listening to what he's saying. I'm just like
two songs that like won me over for him. And I say won me over as in like it made me like him.
Mm-hmm.
Was just Welcome to the Party. Obviously, that's like you hear that in the club and it's just I don't know. It gets me hype as shit.
Yeah.
So it's literally like yo, something dangerous is about to happen. Like, with this song in the background. Like, Welcome to the Party. Like, that raspy ass voice is just like it's welcoming danger.
Okay.
But and then the second one was PTSD.
Okay.
And that song made me laugh because like someone told me he sounded like 50 Cent and he really
yeah,
does.
He does.
He's like my PTSD. I was like, yo, that shit really like is but
I think he's taking all of like 50 Cent's like filtering processing. Like it sounds like 50, but someone else
with
is saying
deep ass voice.
Yeah.
Deep raspy like
even the voice. Sound effects like that he uses and how everything's like filtered, It sounds like 50. It's just Pop Smoke. It's just someone else.
That's just, but yeah, like I skimmed through it and I just.
And then, like, it's modern beats. So, yeah, it's not Dr. Dre.
But, I mean, I think it's cool that, you know, he's like, I feel like New York is trying to make like a really big comeback in the rap scene because there's a lot of artists coming
out.
Well,
he collabed with
A
Boogie on there. I heard that. That wasn't a bad track, but I'm not, like, the biggest A Boogie fan.
I like A Boogie.
So, like, when I hear him, I'm just like, okay, like. I'm just listening through it.
That's what I'm saying. It, like, yeah, I feel like they're looking for like the next Jay, like not the Jay, but like someone like because like you know there's icons. You feel me? Every city has an icon.
Okay.
And like you know at one point like if you weren't from New York if you didn't know Nas and Jay Z.
Yeah.
You weren't from New York if you didn't know DMZ. You,
right.
I mean DMZ, I said DMX.
DMX, yeah, yeah.
Like I said DMZ. yeah, like literally bro, you like it's just that kind of feeling. Same thing with like Wu-Tang, bro. Like
yeah.
Or like you're not from Cali if you don't know Easy, if you don't know Ice, you
right.
don't know
you
like,
know NWA.
Yeah, like yeah, yeah. That's that kind of thing. Like I feel like they don't have that no more.
Well, how
like,
about
like obviously like Drake like Canada's a big ass country. But, like, who do you really know artist-wise besides, like, the people that are in their cliques? Like, you know Drake, you know The Weeknd, you know the people on The Weeknd's label, but that's their cliques.
I know
like,
some.
Tory Lanez. But, like,
are some of the people that are on Drake's label from
A majority
Canada?
Of them are.
Majority of them are, right?
Majority. Like, I feel like there's very few that aren't.
Like isn't Division?
Division's not from
They're
Canada.
Not? Where no. are they from?
I think they're from Virginia.
Okay.
But,
so,
like, Division,
what about Majid Jordan?
Majid Jordan?
Is it Majid?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know how to pronounce that one.
But yeah, I see. Yeah, I don't know where they're from. I'm getting real European vibes.
Yeah.
Keeping it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And so, Roy Woods is from Canada.
Roy Woods?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so is Party.
He didn't. Okay. Okay. All right, cool. So it's. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And like, but like, who else? Like a lot of actors surprised me when I found out they were from Canada.
Like,
but like Jim Carrey,
Seth Rogen,
like those. Like, yo, I did not know they were.
And Justin
Canadian.
Bieber's from Canada as well.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah. It's just like, but like, you don't like they're icon. They're iconic for their countries.
Yeah.
Whereas like, how many rappers do you know from like that like really represent the state?
Yeah.
Like, for Florida, who would you say is?
So you're thinking like. New York is looking for that rapper right
that
now.
That rapper that's really like pushing it, like, cause I couldn't throw a crown on nobody right now. Like, as the king of New York.
On anyone right now?
Anyone, I'm gonna be real with you.
It's
like,
still Jay.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Jay, cause he drops music, but it's like, I don't know, like.
I think it's still him.
It is still him.
Yeah.
But it's not like. You feel me? Like
you're looking for someone younger.
Yeah, pretty much. Like
yeah, but it's kind of hard to like replicate that. Like with like Jay's upcoming and all the competition that he had nowadays, like it should be easier, but like if your competition isn't as strong, like it's not going to make you seem any better than anyone else, you know? Like, you know what I'm, you know what I'm saying?
We could go like another example would be like Chicago. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like Common was a staple in Chicago music. Kanye West is a staple in Chicago music. Mm-hmm. And I would say, like, now at this point, Chance the Rapper is also that. Now, I'm not saying that because, like, obviously, like, I'm not really fond of the music he's recently been putting out. But,
yeah,
like, he's put out so much and done so much for that city that it's, like, iconic. Like, he's, that man's probably, like, he probably gets love in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the film is, like, it's, like, that kind
of He's good with, like, politicians out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he already comes from
Saves lives.
He comes from a political background anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, because his parents were really big into that. Like, so, yeah, it's just, like, that's how I feel about with the whole New York music thing.
Well, how do you feel about J Electronica announcing that he's dropping his album?
I don't actually don't keep track of
him. Oh, you don't? So he has,
I know who he is, and I've heard songs like that he's featured on, but like I never
He has no album out, as I recall, and from my research, he doesn't have any albums out. He doesn't have any music, but all the legends in music point to that guy and say he's the best.
For real?
Yeah. So he's supposedly dropping an album this year. I'm not sure when, but. Yeah, I'm kind of excited for that. But he's from New Orleans, but he's dropping music under Roc Nation. So for me, I'm not going to put him under like New York artists.
Yeah.
But he's probably going to pop in New York really hard because he's getting the J support.
Maybe. I mean.
But he's not young either. Yeah.
All right.
So new music. What else came out? Brent Faiyaz came out. Did you listen to it at all?
I did.
Were you already a fan, or are you a fan?
I'm not a fan, to be real with you.
You're not?
I heard Crew, and I thought he had so much potential.
Yeah.
And then, like, I listened to the last albums, and they're, like, I don't want to say a sonnet. I don't want to say they're sonnets, but, like, they're very, like, a lot. To me, they remind me more of ballads.
Yeah.
Feel me? And it's like, not that I'm not a ballad guy, but I
they're like R&B ballads.
Yeah, but like, yeah, like real old, like I get that he's going for that old school R&B style.
Yeah.
That's what I get, the feeling I get when I listen to his new music. Like when I listen to that whole joint, it's more like him, like in a realistic sense, it's more him, like right, like the beat's just more like just like attached to his vocals.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Like my man already recorded this song, and they just said, "Yo, you know, we got."
He's just playing the instrumental after.
Let's play some pianos in the back. Just make this a really like that's literally how I think his music was composed.
Okay.
But like when I heard him on Crew, I thought he was like gonna be so tough. Like, it's not the only song I like. I think I'd also put is it Fuck the World? There's like a single he dropped before he actually dropped the.
I think that's what the album's called.
Yeah, but it's like an
interview. Did he drop a single like called? Mm-hmm. Fuck the World.
Yeah, he dropped that. Yeah, he dropped that before the album. So that's how I feel about him. I know some people do like him. Mm-hmm. Like I'm saying, he has a nice voice. I'm not knocking him.
Yeah.
But like the music just doesn't like soothe me. Like it's not like.
You know, yeah. I like Sonder. Like when he dropped Sonder, that was a good like album for me. And like I didn't listen to that until I listened to Crew, and Crew was like a really really good song. It's like one of my favorite songs that came out like last decade. Wouldn't that come out like 2016 or some shit like that?
I want to say 17.
17, something like that. And yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, Brent Faiyaz is like, or Faiyaz is like crazy. Like he has crazy hook abilities. Maybe he didn't write it though.
I remember when I first heard Crew, I thought it was actually Miguel.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I actually thought it was Miguel singing the hook instead of him. So I was like... Because I didn't really listen to...
Well, I feel like
I didn't really listen to Goldlink. I used to think Goldlink was a producer. Mm-hmm. I used to see him like on like song. Like
songs. Yeah.
I thought he was producing more than he was actually like rapping and like singing.
Okay. No, I knew of Goldlink. I knew he was a producer, so I never thought that. But I definitely... maybe Brent Faiyaz doesn't want to sound like that. Like, I know there are artists out there that... Huh?
That, like, follow a sound?
No, they, like, they know that they can do something, and, like, they have a sound that they can play on, but they don't want to pop like that. Like, they want to keep it, like...
Okay, Black, bro.
No, well, yeah, yeah, exactly. Just like him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the end of, the end of the album.
Yeah, and he talked about that. That's like, one of the artists.
I don't want to conform to that, bro.
It's just crazy that wasn't he signed like to Flo Rida or something?
Yeah.
Just to have anyone signed under Flo Rida is crazy.
I didn't think the fact that like that story he gave, it made it seem like Flo Rida was such a criminal, like a Suge Knight. A Birdman. That actually is like the worst when I think about it. Like,
what?
When you're an artist and like the people you're signed to literally control your music.
Yeah,
they own like your output. Yeah, like bro, like nah, we're not gonna let you drop this. Like, bro, I made it. How you gonna tell me? Like,
that's how it is. They have like creative control over your album, but you don't control your album.
But the fact that you can't just drop whenever is the what really bothers me. Like, they could be like, oh, yeah, you still owe us, like, 2 albums. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, cool. So, like, you could already have those 2 albums made. Does that mean, like, you can't drop shit that comes after that? Like, yo, like who are they to decide? Like, nah, bro, we need 14 songs on this album.
Well, it's probably a part of their deal. Yeah, but you're saying the Lil Wayne.
Like, he waited too long for the Carter 5.
Mm-hmm.
He waited too long for that. I'm wilding for saying that. I say he waited too long for the funeral. But, like, he waited too long because, bro, Sutton died, all right? Like your career. your career done. But, you wait too long and it ruins it. Like, I'm not saying you should be dropping music all the time, mm-hmm. but, like, I feel like at least once a year you should be dropping a consistent amount.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, even if it's a small LP, just, like, but, like, you should be looking for that inspiration. I feel like it's a lot of them do it because, you know, they're so busy actually, like, living in the success they made off of last things that, like,
yeah.
they tend to, like, not actually put the same work in.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you make it, you feel me? Like, not when you make it, like, a lot of people even say that about, like, college sports.
You're not catering to your fans as much.
Like, college sports, like, those boys are balling their hearts out. But then when they make it to the league, it's like, I'm already here. I don't have to go as hard. Like, because now I'm already getting the money now.
Yeah, now
like,
I'm here.
Like,
yeah.
they think, like, yo, this is just natural talent at this point. Like, no, bro, you grinded to get there. Like, like, you were in basketball camps. You were, like, doing shit like that. Like,
you got to keep grinding.
Yeah.
Passion.
Yeah. That's exactly what I think it is. So, yeah.
All right. I actually heard some music from this artist called D Smoke.
Isn't he the one that went off of that Netflix show? It was a Netflix show with Chance the Rapper. I think it was like T.I.
Is that where he's from?
Cardi B. Yeah, it was they had a bunch of different artists and they had to like compete.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty much like Chance and all them decided who.
No, I know what show you're talking about. I didn't know
I think he's from there because that's where like I remember seeing girls post about a guy and then I clicked on the album and he. Is that the new album he dropped?
No, that's the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw he's real close to Sir.
Yeah, I saw he was featured on the album he just dropped. Yeah,
he was in the Hair Down video too.
Was he?
Yeah, he was the one driving around in that car with
him.
They look like twins almost because okay. they have dreads like they have the long dreads and the pencil not the pencil mustache but like the trim mustache.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The pencil one. Yeah,
but yeah, like. He, I remember, like, a lot of girls were posting him on, like, Instagram just because, like, Bo could, like, rap and sing in Spanish, I guess.
Yeah, that's so, why I heard that in the album. I was listening to it this weekend, and I was like, is he rapping in Spanish? It was like, this is actually kind
of
tough.
That's actually what blew him up, yeah. Like, a lot of people were just like, yo, this is impressive. I'm like, I think it's crazy because I never would have thought Spanglish would have, like, blew up like that.
Well, you only ever hear it from the Spanish artists, and they don't do really well with the English transitioning.
Oh, yeah, like Prince Royce and them.
Or, like, Bad Bunny. Does Bad Bunny, like, transition well?
He throws in a couple English words. I ain't gonna lie. I don't think he gives, like, the full English bar. Like, he doesn't just switch from, like,
Spanish. D-Smoke does, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he'll give you a whole hook in Spanish and then just go back and rap in English. Which is actually, like, I listened to it and I thought it was a really good album. I didn't know he was from, what's it called, Rhythm and Flow? So I didn't know he was from that show. I heard about that show. I think our boy Kalen was always telling me to watch that show, but I just never get the chance.
That caters to like bilingual people. Because then it's gonna go back to like the Super Bowl listener, like Super Bowl watchers are like, yo, I don't know what the fuck he's saying. Like I can only enjoy half of this album. deletes at a library. Like,
well, the people that are outraged,
I'm one of those guys.
Okay,
not that I don't listen to his music. I mean, I'm one of those guys. Like, if I don't like the song on your album, I just delete it out of the like. I don't keep whole albums unless I actually love the whole album.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I cherry pick.
I'm like, yeah, like, I don't want this fucking interlude.
I think that's what you're supposed to do. Isn't that kind of what you're supposed to do? Like people make playlists off of different tracks from... Like, that's why Drake's songs are, so diverse in an album. Like, because he's catering to playlists, right?
I thought it was more so just, like...
He's just that nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut
pretty
up.
Much. Pretty much the GOAT, the
I'm
guy.
I'm tired of this.
The sixth guy.
This is Drake deep throating.
You know what I mean?
Stops.
Hating.
Now.
Hating, bro. Name somebody better. I'll wait. Name somebody better.
Denzel Curry actually dropped an album as well.
I skimmed that too.
You skimmed it? Did you listen to it?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you like that?
I just wasn't happy, bro.
Oh. I thought that was like a really good album.
I like him. And no, I'm not saying he's not talented, but it's just like that had a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Like if I could compare it to like a genre or like an older album, it just, I don't know. It reminded me of like an old school, like Damo Genesis Haji beats, like.
Yeah.
Like like when they were dropping tapes and shit. Like that's just what it reminded me of. Like I mean, like he is a cool I like his style of music, like Denzel Curry's, but
you didn't like that album.
I feel like I'm not as big as a fan as I was like when he first came out. Like when he dropped Ultimate, I actually fucked with that song. One for comedic reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, because it's actually like a really hype ass song. Like,
yeah, I like the Ultimate.
Definitely gets me through the gym night.
Well, that
like just putting off, just benching. And I am the one.
what album was that song on? Wasn't that in Imperial?
I think so.
That's really good, Denzel Curry. And then
Imperial, is that the black? Is that the black and gray one with the gold lettering on top that has Rick Ross and like Joey Badass in it? That's not on that one.
Don't know if it has Joey Badass.
I know Imperial does.
Imperial does? Yeah,
if it's the... Because I'm pretty sure, like, Imperial's, though, it's...
I know it has Rick Ross.
Yeah, but it's Gook, yeah, the one with Gook on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was Imperial. So, no, we're talking about 22 Zell Planet Shrooms. Yeah, like, see,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, it was definitely inspired.
I didn't listen to that one as much. I only gave that one good one run through, and I just couldn't catch on to any of
those. Didn't even do it. I just that song. That's all I went to. That song's so good. That's all I need.
But yeah, I thought it was like a super mad villainy like vibes
on that song. Ultimate.
No. Sorry. Denzel Curry's new album. Okay, but he dropped
Unlocked.
Yeah, Unlocked, and he dropped that with Kenny Beats.
See, that name's so familiar.
I
can't think of any other work he's done at the time.
Because I don't think a lot of people in the industry are, like, fucking with him.
And he just beats, like, I feel like there's a lot of beats out there, like, producer-wise. Like,
yeah.
Like, you got Ja Lil, you got Murder Beat.
There's a lot.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
You got Mustard.
Yeah, yeah. But he has his own studio. I think he has a show on YouTube where he has rappers come in, he'll make a beat in front of them, they go in the booth, spit, and then that's it. That's the Get whole out. Show. And I think that's what he did with Denzel Curry here. Denzel came by and recorded. He did a whole album with him and just dropped this, which I thought was, like, pretty cool. I'm not going to say he didn't want to go, but...
I was going to say, if you could do it in a day, that's real cool.
I think... I'm not going to say that. I don't know. But... It's not bad. I think
the challenge. It's literally just me giving you a challenge, bro. Make it happen in a day.
So much work.
I want every song mixed, mastered within 24 hours
and recorded. I want fresh beats today too.
You have an hour to drop 10 songs.
Hey man, whatever gets it done though.
But yeah, that's just how I felt about that. Mm-hmm. I do want to tie into like back going onto the whole. Like, remember how I'm not bringing up Johnny Depp, but I'm bringing up the part where I said, like, where you can just slander somebody.
Yeah.
So it goes on to the part where Gayle King, like, bro, that's another
thing.
I never knew who she was until today.
Same.
Like, I knew who Oprah was, and I'm seeing how she's starting to tie into this, but Gayle King pretty much, you know.
You're going to have to give me context because I saw an article. And I think I saw the headline of the article, but I did not care to, like, get into it at all.
So, pretty much, she has her own talk show,
mm-hmm.
and she interviewed Lisa Leslie.
Okay.
Which is this, she's a WNBA
yep.
Player. She plays for the Los Angeles Sparks.
Okay.
And she's actually, like up there. Like, she's really high.
Good.
Yeah, like, career-wise. Like, I don't watch WNBA, but, like... like when like I started seeing more posts about her, they were like, you know, like pretty much posting her acknowledgments along with it.
Okay.
I'm like, I mean, she's been playing for a while. I would damn say near as much as Kobe did.
Okay.
So
well, she was close with Kobe.
Yeah. So
from what they say,
Gayle King had like the idea to just, cause, you know, like I said, you know, Kobe Bryant passing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you refer to that as late? Do we say the late, or do we say the early passing of Kobe Bryant? The late Kobe Bryant, or is it the early Kobe Bryant?
I don't know.
I'm just saying, as far as like context.
I know what you're saying,
but
I don't know.
She so she's asking Lisa Leslie because she knew they were close friends. Obviously, they played for the same state.
Yeah.
And she just asked, she brought up Kobe's rape cases.
Okay. She brought up the case.
Yeah, like pretty much just asking her how she felt about it and like mm-hmm. like what her, like her input on it.
Yeah.
And like Lisa Leslie pretty much kind of like, well, I don't really think he did it. Like,
yeah,
like she and like it's like, why bring it up now? Feel me? Like,
yeah, I saw that clip where she was just kind of like, you could have asked him when he was here.
Yeah, exactly. Cause yeah. It's so old. It was like, what, like 2000, I want to three. Yeah. Like,
bro, really?
Yeah. Like,
Jesus Christ.
That was so, that's back when he was
still like 17 years ago.
When he was number eight, bro. Like he was fucking, he was number eight. Like, and that's what made him change his number from what to my recollection.
Oh really?
He went from number, like after he, that whole scandal. You know, my man said, yo, listen, I want a fresh start.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to cut the afro, and I'm changing my... And I'm going to multiply my number by three. Because I'm three times the man I was yesterday. Like, but, yeah, like, she really, like, said that. Like, she's just like...
It's just, like, the audacity to bring that up.
Yeah, like, post. It's just like, yeah, like, you know, like, a lot of people... Like, the past 2 weeks has been a lot of people praising him.
Yeah.
You know, like, my man's gone.
I saw it coming, though, like...
Him dying?
No.
I was going to say, because I remember there was a cartoon like that showed him dying in a helicopter crash.
I don't know.
I didn't.
What was it, like The Simpsons or
something? No, it was like some other show, but like it's old. It's like an old show.
Really?
Yeah, but they
that's sketchy.
Yeah, bro. It's so sketchy sometimes.
But no, I thought the way she handled herself though in the interview where she was just kind of like
Lisa Leslie.
You could have asked him when he was here, like. It's not cool of the media to do this. I thought she handled that pretty well. But like, what I was trying to say is I saw it coming because there's always something when something bad happens in the world, there's always someone that's doing something like that. Like when Nipsey Hussle died and Kodak was kind of like being out of line, you know?
I don't think that's the same. He didn't like Kodak didn't tarnish like Nipsey's like
legacy. Like, he was being disrespectful
to his wife
post death.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, she's single now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was waiting for someone to be disrespectful post-death incident.
To Kobe. Okay.
I just didn't know when or who was going to be.
This is your moment.
That's what I'm saying. I'm correlating both because I'm like, oh, there's someone's going to get backlash for saying some stupid shit.
But she got mad at the back, like, because apparently she, like, Oprah says she's getting, like, death. Like, not Oprah's getting death threats, but Gayle King's getting death threats.
Really?
Like, Snoop Dogg blew it up. 50 Cent
I saw the
calling
Snoop Dogg.
Calling them bitches and, like, real rap. Like, it's not to say that, like, but it's like, why would you, like, you know, like, why would you do that? That's like... Like, literally, look, they're not here to defend themselves, and, like, it's such an old case. Like, literally, you had 17 years to ask this man.
I think Snoop Dogg could have handled that a little better. I think...
That's his mans.
I know, but,
that's
like...
That's his mans.
I know.
Bro, you said some really reckless shit in my defense. I don't know. I don't think you're qualified to...
All right. I don't know. I think he could have handled that a little bit better with his celebrity.
Part. I mean, he even said it.
Like, I get it.
He was like, he's like, am I allowed to call her? Fuck it. Raggedy-ass bitch. Like, he really said that. He's like, he paused. He's like, am I allowed to call her this? You know, fuck it. Raggedy-ass bitch. Like... I just think, and even Charlamagne said it, like, he's like, why say it now? Like, you're literally just trying to, like,
yeah,
throw dirt on somebody's name.
Well, I think she did, I think I saw something where she tried to recover, she was trying to save face, and she was like, oh, like, I, like, we were, like, put it into context, like, listen to the entire interview, it was, like, they're only, like, circulating this one clip that's, like, super negative, and she was, like, really trying to, like, dig herself out of that hole, wasn't she?
I mean,
she responded to all the people that gave her all that backlash.
She tried to like apologize and say it was the
media,
the company that made her do it.
Yeah,
and it's just like you didn't have to though. Nobody like put a gun in you. Like if you get fired over just not over one story, like yo, if you don't tell it, if you don't bring up Kobe Bryant's rape, you're out of here.
Yeah,
it's your last strike.
so you think her just like blaming the machine is kind of
her way of.
Do you think there's any truth in that, or do you think she's just looking for escape?
I think it's sort of escape because, like, bro, I just think that's it's human decency, like, not to just bring up somebody. It's like yo, if like,
yeah,
like it's like if you're like, all right, if your mom would have passed away,
and the way Kobe was just moving,
like,
too,
it's like, yo, bro, but wasn't she like a thief? Like imagine someone saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, dude, wasn't she a thief?
You're gonna get socked.
Yeah, like, the fuck did you just say? Like
you're gonna get strolled on right now.
Like, why would you say that? Yeah, like, especially so close.
It's on site.
And, like, but she's not, like, the only one who I've seen say it. Like, even, again, it goes back to Facebook. Like,
Gail?
Yeah, like, talk about Kobe's rape case after he died.
Oh, who else?
It was on Facebook. Like, I saw this girl I know had shared it. I don't remember the additional, like, author.
What do you mean?
Of the post.
Okay.
It was actually a guy, like, this white guy. And he was just, like, saying, like, he was pretty much putting Kobe's accolades. He's like, with the passing of Kobe Bryant, I will say he was a great father. I will say he was an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
But I'll also say that I do think he got away with sexual assault. And then, like, after that, the guy trails off and saying, like, when we glorify, you know, people like this, like, and I don't mean people like this, like, he's calling Kobe an assailant. Mm-hmm. He means it more so just like when you glorify people who, like, are, like, it goes back to slander. Like, he didn't get proved, like, he was not proven guilty of the of raping that girl or, like, sexually assaulting that girl.
Yeah,
like that's the thing. So a lot of people that were commenting didn't even, like, know, like, what happened. They're going off of what people are just saying, like, the history of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so pretty much, yeah, they were just saying, like, when you glorify someone like that, it really affects the victims of actual sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I looked in the comments and people are posting, like, how common it is that people who actually sexually assault people get away with it.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, that wasn't her case,
because,
mm-hmm, like, she didn't want to testify, and, like, the evidence didn't even, like, go in her favor for what they found from the incident, because, like... There was a lot. I mean, I can go into detail, but that's up, like, if you want, like,
go ahead.
Well, so pretty much, like, they found, like, the things that incriminated Kobe Bryant was, I guess she had some bruising that day, but, like, Kobe admitted that he likes it a little rough, and, like, they even found, like, his blood on her clothes.
Yeah.
So, like, or vice versa. Kobe just emphasized, listen, that, like, we were getting rough and shit got a little out of hand, but, like, she, like, when they did, like, DNA samples, they found, like, three different semens in, like, so it's like you got cracked by more than just Kobe Bryant that night.
Yeah.
Like, feel me? Like, Kobe Bryant, so, like, that already, like, fucked it up. You're already, like, it feels like you could have fucked three guys and just said, you know what? Kobe got the most bread. Like,
yeah.
And, like, on top of that,
I see what you mean.
She also got, she was also, like, sent to, like, a mental home for, like, released from, like, a mental home, like, 2 weeks prior to that incident.
Like a mental hospital, yeah.
Yeah, like, so, like, she was in there. She was, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when you enter somebody into the system, it's like, anyway, but yeah, she was a loon.
Okay.
So, she dropped it. She didn't testify, but then, like, she somehow, like, later on, as the career progressed, she, like, bothered him again, and Kobe ended up just giving her a settlement. Like, he dropped a statement. He's like, as far as my collection, I thought we were both, it was both consensual, but now I see, apparently she didn't see it that way.
Okay.
So, like, pretty much both just saying, like, yeah, like, you're glorifying him, so it's hurting the people that, like, that did actually get hurt, like, in sexual assaults, because now they think it's just, like, you're, like, you know, like, anybody can get away with it.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, like, you can't prove that he did it. Like, I'm a firm believer, like, of innocent until proven guilty, even though a lot of people say, I've heard people say the other way around, you're guilty until proven innocent. It's like, who the fuck are you
That's
to just assume
to say.
Who the fuck are you just to assume I'm guilty or something?
Yeah.
I'm like the same could be said about anybody, like, including yourself.
Yeah,
like, I don't know you, so
I'm just gonna accuse you, but now you have to prove yourself.
Yeah, prove it. Like, yo, how do I know you don't have a fucking body in your basement? You're like, bring me to your basement right now and prove it to me. Like, why the fuck I gotta let you in my crib because you think I have something? Like, where's your proof?
Oh, shit.
Not, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, granted, I don't know if he did, but the evidence shows that he didn't.
I don't think that's glorifying. And like praising his legacy post death is not glorifying.
But see, and Lisa Leslie even says it in the interview. She's like, Kobe just didn't come off as that kind of guy.
Well, she said, I think she said something like, I have NBA friends that are not rapey,
but like they're like, you know, they try to get her to wingman his shit. Yeah, whereas, like Kobe wasn't like that.
They encourage things in the club, like,
yeah. So that's like,
and he was never like that. So okay,
and yeah, then just Oprah going to her defense is just the nuttiest shit. Like
what did Oprah have to say?
She was just saying like, yo, like she's not doing too good. She has to hire security, and like,
oh, she's because of the death threats. Gail.
Yeah, she's defending Gail, so that's why Snoop went towards Oprah. Like, cause it's like, you, like I don't know, like you, like you know that's wrong. Mm-hmm. So like, why defend? Like, I get it. Her situation is poor, but she brought that upon herself.
Yeah, I mean, no, like, dude. There are a lot of people.
If I see something offensive,
that were involved with Kobe that are not doing well right now,
his family.
Yeah, exactly. Like none of them are doing good right now. Like, she's not coming to their rescue at all.
No,
which is just stupid.
So, but yeah, that's that. That's mm-hmm. that situation. And I just think that's nutty.
No, she definitely
deserves it. I think she has. I don't say the death threats. I'm not saying the death threats. That's never like the reason, but.
I don't think she deserved that.
I know. I just,
she doesn't deserve the death threats.
I mean, the career going down, like you brought that upon yourself.
Yeah, if your career goes downhill from here, do you think it is? I've never heard of her until now.
That's what I'm saying. But okay. it's like an older crowd. I know who Oprah is, but I don't watch Oprah. I never watched Oprah.
Yeah.
Same with like Dr. Phil. Know who Dr. Phil is, but I don't watch Dr. Phil.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like it is an older crowd. Mm-hmm. That's an older crowd thing, but. Still,
okay.
You think she's trying to spark up like the Me Too movement kind of type thing and trying to like
Oprah?
Gail. Like saying like, you know, just like bringing it into limelight, like, you know, like we're like.
I don't think she was like. I'm gonna have to. I do want to watch the entire interview, just to see what the context of the whole conversation like actually were, but I don't think she was trying to spark anything. It was just kind of a question. It didn't seem like she was like. Trying to like spark anything crazy. She was just asking a question. It was part of her questions, and that's all it was to me. But she just shouldn't have done it. Not so soon, at the very least. Like, if you're gonna do it, like if you're a journalist, just give it some fucking time. Like, Jesus Christ.
That's kind of how I felt about the conspiracy theories.
Like, I don't even tune into that shit.
Bro, it just popped up on my Instagram.
No, yeah, no, I feel you.
The guy says, like, yeah, Kobe Bryant was fighting a pharmaceutical company. Like, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's just like, what? Like,
yeah.
Like he's fighting a pharmaceutical company, so they put the hit out.
Yeah,
like,
the pharmaceutical companies have a big-ass gang, apparently.
Right? I mean, I'm not saying, yeah, you got the money for that kind of shit, but, like, I'm just saying, like what? Like, why are we just hearing about this? It's just like how a lot of people related Nipsey Hussle to like the Dr. Sebi thing.
Yeah,
it's like, well, him and Dr. Sebi died because they were spitting the woken truth.
I mean, there's a lot of like, I'm not gonna say truth to that, but I'm gonna say like there's a bunch of shit I was not even aware about, like between the pharmaceutical companies and the holistic doctors. I wasn't even aware about until Nipsey Hussle's death, which is like we talked about before, it brought light to that situation, but I don't think that's why he died. So yeah, okay.
No, but bro, as I'm saying, when he died, there was a conspiracy about that. Like, people were saying, like, yeah, the FBI took him out for that. They hired Bull. Bull worked for the government.
That's not true.
Only that's why he's still safe.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, like.
I don't think that's true. That's not true. Anyway. So,
but there was people lying. There was literally videos of people lying. It's like, yeah, bro, I was there on the block and a cop car came and six SWAT guys came out with rifles and just lit him up. Yo, bro, I swear on everything. What? There was videos of people saying that. Lying on his
there
death.
There would be proof.
Huh?
Like, there would be proof if that was true.
But, yo, isn't it crazy that...
That's a crazy-ass story said.
No, yeah. But, like, the thing was, the craziest part about his death mm-hmm. is that there was no footage of it. Mm-hmm. Even though it happened in front of his store, and his store has cameras. They say that, like, the store footage could not be found.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know that. That's what I'm saying. That's the one thing, like, people, like, literally just, like, oh, well, fuck it. There's no footage.
Wasn't there, like, a shit ton of cameras in L.A.?
I don't know.
Is that where it is? Or is it in Crenshaw?
Crenshaw is in California.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about his store.
Yeah.
Where is his store located? Anyway, there should be a fucking shit ton. Didn't I read an article, like, a few years back about how Lancaster was, like, has the most cameras, like, it's the one city with the most cameras
per person.
Who's watching this?
I don't fucking know.
Who's watching all this?
But, like, we're not that big of a city to have all these fucking cameras everywhere.
Yeah. And this store's in South Central LA.
South Central LA. Okay. I don't believe the conspiracy theories. I enjoy the entertainment.
So where's the footage, Alex?
I don't know.
How did it vanish? I don't know.
I wasn't there.
Why is Harvey Weinstein, bro? Or what's the guy that killed himself? That it was like a rapist. Jeff Goldstein or something like that.
They're claiming he hung himself in his jail cell.
Yeah, but there's no footage or something like that. Like, I see that shit all the time. Like, Joe Rogan's posting about it all the time too.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what his name was, but yeah, like.
Yeah, Jeff Epstein.
Jeff Epstein.
You think he killed himself?
He hung himself.
Well, that's not like
That's not conspiracy, bro. It is
a conspiracy theory, but like, there's like a lot of, I don't know. I'm not gonna put that as a conspiracy theory. There's a lot of like weird shit, shady shit happening there.
Yeah.
You know, like that. That's just there's a lot of shade in that story. Huh?
He knew too much.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't take that as a conspiracy theory. Like, the dude's dead. I don't think he hung himself, so.
Well, I was gonna say, I'm not saying he did hang himself. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy that, like, nobody ever has, like, the actual evidence needed for a lot of these things.
That's America for you.
So you just go somewhere. Coincidentally, nobody presses about it. Like, how? Like, I don't know. It just happened. I'm like, all right, what if the government says it just happened? It must be true.
It is what it is. Did you catch the Aaron...
Fucking Jedi mind tricks.
Did you catch the Aaron Hernandez doc? I know you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah, I just watched it. I'm so late to the party.
You just watched it?
Yeah, this week.
Okay.
So I just think that, like, one, that was crazy to me. I was also telling, like, the same friend I was talking about earlier. We were saying how, like, I'm just like, yo, where did they get all this audio from? Like, as far as, like, the prison phone calls, like.
Oh, I don't know where they got that from.
That's what I'm saying.
But like, it is scary.
You recorded every single.
Those are very.
All jail, like, conversations are recorded.
They're recorded, but getting access to them is.
That's what I think is, like.
Like, that's not just public property.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, they bought that. You bought public, like, that. Like, how do you get the rights to that?
I don't know.
How do you get the rights?
Actually, to that? After watching that dog, you think he did it?
But, bro, there's, I'm just asking.
Like, I'm not saying that.
It's like, yo, asking. Like, what, like, I respect his girl for taking the stand. Like,
yo, she is.
She held it down.
Loyal.
Like, loyal, bro. Because, like, yo, like, you really try to fight that evidence? Like,
she walked out with the, she hid the box.
But I'm saying.
Or she threw away the box, or that box full of supposed evidence.
I just remember, like, when they posted the picture of him in the house with the gun. She's like, what is that? She's like, I don't, just looks like a blob. Like, yo, what other item, household item would look like that? Well, that's our turkey baster. Like, my man was just killing.
Well, it's just crazy how he didn't delete any of his own footage, which is crazy to me. Like,
well, I mean, like, both.
That's insane. Why wouldn't you delete your own footage? I'm not saying he should get away with murder. But
I mean,
fuck, dude! Like,
you could pull the.
What are you doing?
You could pull the mental illness card there too.
Well,
because yeah, like, they of football.
Yeah, yeah, they diagnosed him with a very severe case of CTE,
mm-hmm.
Which is common in the NFL.
But yeah,
if I believe,
yeah, I mean, Antonio Brown's going through it right now. Okay. I don't know if it is CTE. But
I don't know
everyone's
anything
pretty sure.
about what's happening with Antonio
everyone's
Brown.
Everyone's pretty sure Antonio Brown's going through CTE. Which is, but he? Like, he's going safely about it.
You want to dive into that? I know nothing about it.
What, CTE or Antonio Brown?
The Antonio Brown situation.
Let me finish with Aaron.
Go ahead.
So I just, I also went to statement this, like, it's, I feel like once you're at that position, like, when you're making the big money, like, you know, like, all that shit you grinded for, all those years you put into, like, sports, it's like, you need to, like, let all that old shit go. Not to say you have to forget where, who you are, where you came from.
Oh, but you, like, mean, to, like, his affiliation?
His affiliation, because they put a lot of the blame of that, because, like, he's from, Connecticut? No,
it's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, Bristol. He's from Bristol, Massachusetts.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, because he wasn't that far from Boston. So, like, he went, and then he stayed up north. Like, he went to, he didn't sign at UConn, did he?
No, he played.
He played, like, training camps or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he did he?
Yeah, then he
went to Miami to play with the Gators.
Right.
But it's like, my man was so close to home throughout all that. Like, even then, he,
it's
then,
hard to
and
escape
then he,
that life.
Then he went to the Patriots, which is, like, literally right there right as well. There. So, yeah. Like, yeah, you're literally, like, 45 minutes from your crib where, like, all your friends, everybody you knew grew up. Feel me? Like, those influences really stay on you, I guess, at
well,
that point.
Weren't the coaches, like, encouraging him to sign somewhere else?
That I don't really recall.
Like I think they were trying to make him go somewhere else because of that situation. Because they knew all the bad stuff that were, like, what was it, the coach for the Gators, when they were talking to, who was it, who's the owner of the Patriots?
Robert Kraft.
When he was talking to Robert Kraft, he was, Robert Kraft in that courtroom was, like, really weird to me, by the way, but.
I feel like a lot of them were really weird. Like everybody that, like, not testified, but, like, spoke for that documentary. It's like,
it's really
y'all
weird.
Are low key the, like, some of the fakest people. Like, yo, y'all are not loyal.
But yeah, they were trying to get him to, like, go somewhere else because they knew, like, he had some bad ties back at home. So they didn't want him to go to the Patriots. They were like, yo, send him somewhere else. And wasn't Aaron himself, like, actually trying to leave? When shit got really bad, he was like, yo, you need to trade me. You need to send me somewhere else.
I actually don't recall because I didn't keep track of it. Like, I kept track
of
it.
Did you watch it?
I watched part 1 and 2.
Okay.
I mean, back when Aaron did play, like, I watched it. Like, I was paying more attention to my team than anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I wasn't keeping track of all the players. Like, I now keep more track of them. But, like I just, like, I knew of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but, like, when the whole trial thing came, like, it kind of just took me, like, by surprise. Almost like with, like, Michael Vick's thing. Like, that shit was more something that just, like, oh.
Wow.
Like or even, like, Jameis Winston from the fucking Bucks. Like, he stole, like, lobster or crab legs when he was in college. It's like, bro, you're, like, but he was, like, a D1 quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're, like, about to get, like, make it to the league, get a deal and everything. Like, bro, you're really fucking up your bag over some crab legs. Or some crab leg. It's like, that's what it goes back to me. Like, yo, you're, like, you should just know to stop doing some, to associating yourself with some things. Like,
yeah.
Like, you're not thinking about the future.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked the doc because of obviously how informative it was, but man, some of that stuff was just really hard to just keep watching. But, like,
it was painful. It was, like, it was sad at some points.
Yeah, it got really dark. Like,
but, like,
the courtroom scene was really dark, especially when he went for the second trial for that second case. And he, like, he
beat, and the boy with the cross eyes.
And he beat that case.
Is the one with the boy with the cross eyes that he was like pretty much telling him everything he did for Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where he's like, yeah, I bought him a gun because he asked me to. I watched him let out 5 rounds on a car.
Well, in the second case, he got proven innocent. Like, he was not the... He didn't murder those two guys, right?
Yeah, they were saying it
was the other guy.
Yeah.
So, don't you think he might have just set up anything, like, previously?
What do you mean?
Like, from the first murder case? I think because that's what the lawyer was saying. He was saying that he set up Aaron Hernandez for that second case for Aaron Hernandez to get accused. But I on some conspiracy theory type shit, I think that he was doing that for the first murder case. You know what I mean?
What do you mean by setting him up?
Like, he set him up to make it seem like Aaron Hernandez did the murdering. Like, he did the shooting out of the car.
Oh, yeah.
The two people.
Instead of the two guys that were there.
And he was just, and his, Aaron Hernandez's lawyer was basically saying, oh, he was setting up Aaron Hernandez for that, and he beat that case with the point he was trying to prove. So, like, I'm, like, think, like, it's crazy how you would, like, beat the second case but not the first case because of your lawyer, right? And how, like, the story was being painted, right? No? Yes.
I
think if he would have had that same lawyer for the first case that he had for the second case, I think that guy would have gotten accused for both cases and not just the second case. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But wasn't the second case, like, where it was him and his two other boys that, like, killed the...
His friend?
Or, yeah, his wife's or
his wife's friend's... It was like his brother-in-law.
Okay, okay. Huh. I don't know.
He wasn't even there yet.
Anyway, I was just spilling some bullshit, I guess.
Yeah, it was just crazy. I mean, they threw in, but like, I heard like that they weren't supposed to put in like the whole sexuality thing. Like, I thought it was mad fucked up. Like, I laughed.
I didn't like how during the first episode at the very end.
The first episode, like the first part where like the guy, the QB that was his friend, he's like, yeah, you a QB and a tight end being gay. Like, what is that? it felt like I was watching MTV.
Well, wasn't it weird that they were interviewing that guy? Like, I guess the guy, his childhood, like,
is that
what do you call that?
Friend. They were just friends. But like the way his friend was talking about them just made it look mad gay. Like you, just take childhood photos and make it seem real gay. They literally just be them with their arm around each other, like normal dudes. But he's just like, yeah, you know, me and Aaron always had something special. we had some weird shit. Like,
oh yeah, when they were and when then, like, he was like confessing that his he was
dad
like, actually
his dad
stuff.
Co-signing it was just weird. Like, I feel like they paid them off. It felt like they paid
them definitely off. Got paid for that.
And like, but like from what I heard, like the lawyer, his like Aaron Hernandez's lawyer and his wife only agreed to do the documentary if they didn't include it.
Right.
But they did it anyway. And I heard like Netflix they're not agreeing to making any comments. Like they're just like it's just dropping and it's just like they're just like well it's out.
That's well, Aaron Hernandez, what do you call the ex-wife, still wife? I don't know if they're
his widow,
was on some talk show, like what was that, like a week ago or a couple weeks ago, mm-hmm. Just talking about that specifically, how she agreed to do certain parts as long as they didn't do the whole he actually was gay, this and that. Him coming out because it would like tarnish his legacy kind of thing. I thought that was just weird though.
I know, but it was also
why would you do that?
But it also made it like fucked up because like they had other gay like NFL players in there. So then like, and I'm like, did y'all just bring them in because
like you're just trying to like really
run this over, or is it like did they actually like know Aaron was gay? Did they were they close enough to Aaron like that he could like he openly confessed to them?
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? Like, if Aaron would have went to the bull and like, bro, I'm actually gay. And then, like, both said it. Like, oh, yeah. Like, Aaron confessed to me one time. But no, a lot of them are just like, yeah, I was always gay. But, like, I had to play football to, like, hide it. I'm like, like, I'm like, bro, like, no, I mean, I don't think there's nothing wrong with gay athletes at all. Because there's plenty of them now.
Right.
But, like, it's just like, bro, like, just keep it a butt. Like, you feel me? Like, don't throw, I don't know. Like, there's, like, it's worse that they're doing it now because, like, why didn't you come out when he was in prison? Like when he was locked up, like he could do anything to you anyway. But like, like feel me. Like if you were really gay, like why wait till he died? Like because he can't argue it. And like I don't know if his wife was trying to hide it because it was true, or if she's hiding because it looks like you're trying to talk shit on.
I don't think she really knew.
Maybe not.
I don't think she knew at all.
Maybe, but so you do think he was gay?
No.
Oh, I'm not saying it didn't happen, but like listening to all those stories, it just sounded mad fake and forced.
Yeah, it was definitely just like, I agree.
Me and Aaron were tender lovers and football.
Well,
was,
I don't want to say like
brought us close.
maybe he did like do some of that stuff with that childhood friend of his. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna call him gay. Like maybe he was just
you really did me dirty. Those sound effects, you know what button I would have pressed for that. I would have been right here with it. Go ahead, bro.
No, I don't think I wouldn't just label him as gay. I think he's just
there was a moment.
If that is true, and maybe he just had a moment and he was just like, let's see what this is, like kind of thing in his childhood.
There was a time span where Alex just went ghost from my life, and I'm starting to wonder what happened while I was gone.
chill.
What always threw me off about that part was like they have the quarterback was saying, I think his name is Dennis or Sansosi, whatever his name is, was saying, like, he was a star quarterback and, you know, star tight end and was, like, so nice together and everything like that. But if you look at his high school stats, like, he didn't play.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, the quarterback, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like his little
star.
Played a couple games, but that's about it.
Yeah. I thought it said that if you're a star, why would he make it to the league and you didn't? Like,
true. Yeah, I don't know. There could be a lot of things as to why
you don't make it to the league. There could be, but like, bro, like, if you're a star, you're definitely getting love.
Yeah.
I know plenty of people who weren't stars that got love.
Yeah.
And they still fucked it up.
Bro, even like, so you know how his wife or his widow, like, but at the time his wife, like, took that box. And he, like, called and he was like, you need to do something about this box or, like, you need to dispose of it. You know, she is, like, it's crazy to me that how she's just like, yeah, I don't know what was in there and just threw it away. That's crazy
to
me.
In a dumpster.
Yeah, yeah. She's like,
I don't know where it was at.
Even when she came back out to do the post-Netflix interview to, like, talk about that whole situation, the interviewer asked her and was just like, so what was in that box? And she's just still loyal. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't think it correlated with the case at all. Like, that shit just fucked my mind up.
I also respect Gronkowski for being loyal too.
Okay.
I think he was being loyal.
He didn't want to say nothing.
Yeah, but you think that was like him being loyal, or that him just like upset with?
I don't think he was upset with like him or Aaron. I mean, he might not be happy with what was going on with Aaron, but like. It's like, yeah, like when someone brings it up on, especially on like a public thing, like remember they tried to ask him questions while he was like with his entire family. Like he was sitting on the couch with like his dad, his brothers, and they're asking him questions and like you could see he was getting upset. Meek said it, he's like, for every radio show or interview I do, he's like, y'all better not do no corny shit and bring up me and Nikki. It's like, bro, like you should know that's a touchy subject. Like they played seasons together, yeah. And they were both star players on the Patriots. Like Gronkowski,
I wouldn't call that loyalty though.
I would call that loyalty.
Why?
Because like I mean, like well, not
maybe
loyalty,
they just
but, like,
don't want to talk about it. Like,
I mean, I've never seen someone get so angry about it though. Feel me? Like, he looked really like genuinely upset. It wasn't like Tom Brady and Belichick and Tim Tebow where they were just like, yeah, well, I'm not gonna comment. Yeah, like, feel me? Yeah. Like they like you know, our coach told us not to say nothing. Our organization said like not to say nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas like he's just like, nah, bro. I'm
but
not
as an organization, do you feel like you should talk about it? I think you should only because he developed what? Go ahead.
I just think it's like they I feel like they try to save their image.
Yeah.
We usually look really deep into our players as far as like backgrounds, work ethic, and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like. Bro, like,
they did.
Yeah, I'm not saying they don't, but it's like who cares?
But they did
like,
with Aaron.
Like, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, feel me? Like, a player's going to do whatever he wants, like, regardless. Like, you could, like, you a man's going to do whatever he wants when he feels like it.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, if you feel like doing some nut shit, you're probably going to do it. Like,
yeah.
If you really feel like doing it. Like, so just for someone to judge you off of, like, a character and, like, bro, like, it's not like, like, you set that lick up. Like, oh, the Patriots are full of murderers. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, cheaters and murderers.
I don't know.
First the flat gate. And
I think as an organization, saving face, or not saving face, but like maintaining your image is probably the best thing you can do though. Like, because like as a reporter, wouldn't you try to misconstrue anything that they would say anyway? It's kind of like how with the Gale thing, it's like they took the one clip and they're just kind of like, oh,
pushing
this,
that. This is what happened. Nothing
exactly.
Else.
Like, what?
But,
so, like,
but that is all that happened, though.
And I hear exactly, but like, wouldn't you think like the NFL would kind of fear something like that with whatever they would say about him?
I just think it's crazy because, like, bro, they really covered it up. Like, I thought it was almost disrespectful when they were doing the whole jersey trade-in thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, now that's real disrespectful. Like, yeah. Bo might have did what he did, but, like, he did that off the field.
He is still a legend.
He's still a legend on the field.
I mean,
he did what he did on the field and he did what he did off the field. He said, like, he caught a body right after he touched that, like, after a touchdown. Like.
Well, that's what they were trying to push that in the documentary. They were like, he just murdered this guy and he, like, then went to go play the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he said that, like, the timeline was, killed this guy apparently, and then 2 months later he signed like a 4-year, $40 million or whatever.
Exactly. Like he like already caught the body and just acted like nothing was happening. He was just I was like, oh, signed a $40 million contract. Well,
life goes on, man.
Life goes on, yeah. How do you feel about him?
That was a sacrifice.
Him committing suicide, and what is there? I think there's something where in his contract he can technically still get the money, like for his family, because he committed suicide. Or is that
Are you asking how I feel about that?
No. I'm just trying to figure out if that's if there's any validity to that.
I actually don't know. I feel like usually stuff like that falls under like your life insurance,
right?
Like they're supposed to handle it or some shit like that. But
yeah. I feel like I saw something. I don't know if it was on the doc or not. And it was just like, oh, he committed suicide because his family would still be well off and the NFL would still have to pay part of that contract or the whole contract.
I mean, it would be nice. I mean, he literally left a mansion to like,
but like
his
imagine
single mother to a single mother.
Yeah, yeah. But imagine trying to get like any type of money out of the NFL after all that shit.
That's true.
They're not. I don't think they would ever budge, but anyway. I thought I heard something or I read something like that, but maybe I didn't.
I mean, I know a lot of times, like in sports, like players can get waived.
Yeah.
So like, feel me, like the contracts just be null and void. Like they find the loopholes where like, yeah, you know, we're done. Like, I know we signed you for 4 years, but we're done.
This is over.
Yeah, like bro. So do I still get my 100 mil? Like
yeah. Well, I hear all NFL contracts are like way worse than like a NBA contract.
That's why I say it, bro. Like, I'd rather, like,
if you're an NFL player and you can play football, why do football?
Yeah,
maybe they like it. I don't know.
I just feel like there's more injury. Like I wouldn't want to do football just because there's more injury and you're less likely to get paid.
Okay.
So it's like you're already taking a pay cut and now you're increasing and you're playing something that has an increased chance of injury, because it's not even just like a fall, like bro, you could break you could tear like ligaments and shit. Like
yeah,
I've seen so many ACLs and MCLs get taken out, collarbones broken. Like bro, like fuck that, fingers broken.
Just play some basketball.
Yeah, exactly. Like like there has been freak accidents in basketball, but like they're very uncommon.
Yeah,
they've been coming more now, but like
they've made it pretty safe.
Yeah,
especially
like,
with all the
I feel like it's crazy because I feel like there should have been more injuries back then because the game was a lot more physical. Like
yeah,
I've seen so many like elbows and the clotheslines.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of like old school clips, and whereas, some of them were pretty.
Whereas like now, like if you just smack a nigga leg, like good game, foul. Like foul.
Or like the Carl Anthony and Embiid fight where he's just like bent his finger over just a little bit, and he was just like, he looked like he was screaming in agony.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so it's like that kind of thing. Like, but yeah,
all right, cool.
But do you I mean, do you still want to touch down on the Antonio Brown thing?
If you want to go for it. If you
I don't like when you give me options, Alex. But
we don't have to. I just don't know anything about it. I was trying to get informed, but I can
pretty much.
I can do that on my own. It's cool.
He pretty much fucked up his own bag.
Oh, so, okay.
Like you know a little bit about that too, don't you?
Yeah, I definitely do.
Like, cause how did that start? It started off with like him hating on Juju. All
right.
Or was it? Cause it was pretty much like around that time period.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of wide receivers were getting like really high contracts. Like now it's getting to, like the point. Like the NFL is finally like, acknowledging that like players deserve to get paid more. Cause like obviously like and if like. Sports players like hang out with each other. Like yeah. you'll see football players at basketball games. You'll mm-hmm. see basketball players at baseball games.
Yeah,
and the cycle continues.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you know, city love and support.
Right.
But so pretty much around that time period, I think like Odell Beckham had like scored like the highest contract for a wide receiver.
Yeah,
and that's back when he was with the Giants.
Yep.
And so, like, obviously, if you feel like you're in that caliber, wouldn't you want to get paid like that? Like, if you feel like, not to say that you're better than him, mm-hmm. but, like, you know you can keep up with him.
Right.
Feel me? Like,
he's in reach.
It's in that, yeah. Like, it's not like, yo, like, Bobby burning me. Like, I'm not making as many scores and touches as he is. It's around that kind of thing. So, they were getting mad because, like, the Steelers weren't paying like that. They weren't making that move. Like the Steelers had that mindset where like, yo, if you don't want to conform, almost like a Patriots, like if you don't want to conform, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, he already had signed his contract the year before Odell.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. But the thing was, there was a MVP kind of like team thing where Juju got the MVP after they had lost like against New Orleans in like a playoff, like very heavily playoff based game, and Juju had like the critical fumble like late in the fourth quarter that caused them like to lose the game. And then, so that's why like Antonio Brown got upset, because he feels like he was the person that was supposed to get the MVP. Like, he's like real selfish in that way. And so like he just like didn't feel like he was being respected, so he didn't show up to like practices. And then he wanted to show up to practice on Saturday or the game on Sunday, but Mike Thomas said, no, that's not happening. So, and then that's when that tirade just, like, really went off, like, in the offseason.
It was, like, about, like, who could be more petty.
Okay.
Pretty much, and that led to him.
Man, you don't.
Did they trade him, or did they?
They ended up having to trade him because, like, he just, like, wasn't going to play.
And then they, but, like, it was, like, an ongoing
kind
thing about
like the D'Angelo Russell situation where you're just, like, not willing to perform. Kind of thing
for
with,
who,
like the Sixers?
Well,
D'Angelo Russell,
yeah, wasn't that him?
He wasn't on the Sixers.
Oh, who? I'm thinking about someone else. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Are you talking about Markelle Fultz?
Markelle, yeah, yeah. It's kind of how like Markelle was on the Sixers and he just wasn't willing to perform.
Yeah.
Well, no, he couldn't perform.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot. I don't believe that.
You don't think so?
I feel like it was all a scam.
Like milking it.
I feel it was a scam.
Why would it be a scam? He's on like a solid team, like that's like has like.
But like, all right, but like everybody has different career choices, and like I feel like, you know, some people don't want to be a support; they want to be the star. So it's like you could start off on a team like for example, like after like LeBron left Cleveland, Kyrie was the boss, and then LeBron came, and as you can see, that was a they worked together because they're both great players. But like after they won their chip, it was just like, I have my experience, but I feel like I can do it without you. Like, I could lead something else without you. And it's like that. Like, you could do it off of, like, just believing in your own talent. Like, yo, I'm better than a lot of players.
Yeah.
I could probably be one of the greats myself. Why not do that on a team that'll build around me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you really think he faked that form? Like, how he was shooting?
Yeah. I don't think he faked it. But I think he was milking it.
How do you, bro? Yeah, it's fake, bro. Like you.
I think there's like a lot of like. I think it happened. I think he like. Yeah, I don't think he faked it. I think he was just milking it. So like it happened, and then after that, it was just kind of like, oh, how long am I going to drag this out for?
But I'm saying like Orlando Magic, really? Like that's where you choose the. I'm just saying that like because I don't even think he's a star there, but he's getting his highlights in now.
Well, he's like 22. It's kind of like talking about Andrew Wiggins, like going to like Golden State and just kind of like a fresh start. But like the start was like he was a very first pick.
Yeah, I know. Draft. I know. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, he has everything and just learning it honestly.
Anyway,
but like if we're gonna go off that, it's like Ben Simmons. Like, he would shoot in high school and college.
Yeah.
But he doesn't shoot now. Mm-hmm. It's a scam.
I don't think it's a scam.
My man, it's a scam. My man's doing that.
We've seen him try.
He said, so you guys want me for 5 years? That's 170 mil. It's going to be an extra 20 if you want shoots. If you want shorts. Like, you all feel right. Me?
Yeah.
That's where I stand with that, but yeah. So, but like the Steelers made that dumbass move, sending him to the like. It was like I think
it was dumb.
It was speculating because he was supposed to either go to the Bills or the Raiders. No, he was supposed to go to the Bills,
mm-hmm.
And then he ended up going to the Raiders, and then he still was acting up on the Raiders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like oh, well, I want to wear my own helmet. I want to like you know like call like he called the shots. You know I'm so good I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like he's like didn't he even like what did he get frostbite on his feet?
Yeah.
He like yo bro he frost like he had to peel his whole foot.
What?
Bro, it was nasty. They peeled his whole foot because he like got the frostburn.
Yeah, he went to like some kind of like ice
cryotherapy. Yeah.
And so oh
shit!
Shit,
LeBron does. Like a workout, and you're not supposed to go in there with like after like a shower or anything like that, because like all the water,
the moisture,
like, yeah, freezes everything.
Bro, it like it hurt. It literally, I'm talking. They peeled his whole foot from toes to the bottom to the heel, just peeled skin. Just
that's foul.
Yeah, it was. That was disgusting to look at, and he was out for that.
Yeah.
So it's like you know, it's like. It makes you mad. Like, it's different when it's, like, in-game injury.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it makes you mad when you spend all that money on a player and they don't perform.
Yeah.
Well, the worst thing about it, too, was, like, Oakland didn't even have to pay him. like they gave him like a $15 million signing bonus, but yeah, like it was voided after he did something like detrimental to the team, or like I think he called like the owner a cracker or something like that, and it was like they were able to just cut him.
He's like, yeah, like fuck you, like suck my dick type shit. Like he was really on that energy, like texting them, like texting them and putting screenshots on social media. Like I told him to suck my dick. Like on some more Orlando Brown shit.
Oh shit.
But then so what happened? Did they waive him or did he get traded to the Patriots?
They waived him.
And then the Patriots picked him up. So which was surprising because like I said, they're very stern on who they pick. Like as you can see from the documentary, like that is true to some sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't want someone that's gonna play games, but like they know he's a talent.
Yeah.
So they went for it. And then like he went there, played like what, 2-3 games maybe?
He played one game,
and he was actually doing good. Like he was showing out like he's supposed to, but I don't know if it's like the success. But how did he fuck that up? What was it that fucked that one up?
It was like rape allegations and everything. Like,
that happened.
Oh, he had rape allegations.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like
the Patriots like only wanted him to be like very clear with them, like what's going on, and everything like that. And I guess he was like lying or playing, like going back and forth. So then they were just like, all right, we just have no idea. And the speculation has it that like he called Kraft like names too or something like that. So,
but after he got it, no team would pick him up. After he got kicked, like taken off the Patriots, nobody wanted to like draft him. Like he even worked out with the Saints, fucked that up, because he was just saying like, he said they only wanted me to come to their workout because of a publicity stunt. Like, bro, like. He's like saying how he's too good for like the XFL and just like, bro, like,
damn.
Real Kanye West in it.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, just toxic.
He's just really cocky.
Just toxic Twitter fingers. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
His like PR team was working real hard though. Like every now and again, they'll tweet and like you'll see.
And now you can kind of see him like grasping for straws, because like he'll like every once in a blue he'll still say like fuck the NFL.
Yeah.
But then he'll post a picture of him and Tom Brady and be like, you know, I really miss y'all. Like no, he really does. Like he'll post a picture of him and Tom Brady like, you know, I miss it. I just wish I'd get another chance. Like bro, you're fucking it up for yourself though. Like. And now it's like he's grasping at straws because he's starting like a music career.
Where is he now?
And now he's just living at his crib in Florida.
Oh, he's not even playing anymore.
No,
he just recently had an interview with the ESPN, and like the way that he was like saying things, like it just sounded really bad because he had this huge thing in Florida with his baby mama and like his kids and like with the police, and like really brought it like a bad rap, like how he was just it was something about a car, and I guess the baby mom was trying to take the car, but he was like, no, that's not under her name or anything like that, give me the keys. But like he was saying all this like reckless things in front of the kids and everything like that, so it was like kind of getting a bad rap. And in the interview they asked him like how he feels like his kids perceive him, like is it a positive, like negative kind of vibe. He's like, everything's all positive, like everything's all good. Like nothing but a good role model for my kids. And this is like, It's kind of bad because it's like, you know, we see what we see, but he thinks it's, everything's okay, you know?
Or it goes on to, like, now he has, like, a fight set up with that YouTuber, I think it's, like, Logan Paul.
Oh, yeah.
That's bottom of the food chain.
He can fight, though. I saw that. Who did he fight?
He fought another gamer, bro.
He fought some other guy, but like he really, like, prepped himself up for that. Like, he really trained for that, and he looked like he was throwing hands. I saw that.
But like I mean that's like, I don't know, like that's not, they're, KSI is not, they're neither of them are experienced.
I understand they're not
fighter.
Pro fighters, but it is entertaining, like at the very least. I think it's funny. So you're saying Antonio Brown's
he's agreed?
Trying to set,
I think he already
up.
Agreed to it.
No, it's nothing agreed. It's just like all kind of like, I'll see you kind of type thing.
Really?
That's
weird. They're putting teasers up and everything. Like they put pictures. Like some of them already got pictures of them like in each other's faces. Like on.
Can just make that though.
Bro, he posted it.
Someone probably just made it, and he's posting it.
But yeah, like I mean, like, at this point, it feels like a scandal thing. But like, people are correlating his behavior to the CTE.
Yeah.
Huh. So,
all right, cool.
Oh, speaking of that, Logan Paul just dropped a diss track to Antonio Brown like 2 hours ago.
See, like that's, and then watch him respond, and it just goes down. It's gonna keep going from there.
Yeah.
But that's all I got for today, bro.
Yeah, that's all I got. All
right,
for sure. So, try to wrap it up.
Nah.
All right, keep going.
Yeah, this is a spitball, bro. we want to, you know, we're going to wrap things up here today. We want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Almanac Podcast. This is your boy Eddie and my man's Alex. Yo. And our new team with Almir. I said that right, right? Yeah. Mm.
See, it's just me fucking it up.
But yeah, so peace out. Remember to tune in every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And make sure to like our Instagram and our Facebook page and share with your friends.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, cut that out.